Hello.
Hi, is this Bernice?
Yeah.
Hi, Bernice. This is Malky. I'm reaching out from Family First Care. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Okay, I'm happy to hear that. So, Bernice, we saw that you're interested in becoming a caregiver. Is that still the case? You're still interested?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. So, first, I'm going to help onboard you, and then as soon as there's a case available, the staffing department will reach out to you, and you'll be able to start as soon as possible.
Okay.
Okay, so I just sent you an introduction text. That's going to go through all the information that you'll need.
Okay.
Firstly, I sent you three links, a link to an application,
mm-hmm.
a link to a competency test. You don't have to do well on the competency test. As long as you fill it out, it'll be marked as a pass.
Okay.
And then lastly, there's an I-9 form. I sent the link as well.
Okay.
We are going to need a few things from you. We're going to need two forms of ID. Do you have that to send over?
Yes. Well, I got two forms of ID. I got my passport here. And my ID has not changed.
Your passport? Amazing. Passport would be good. How about your social?
I got my social.
Amazing. And and how about a photo ID?
I got photo ID.
But it's not
on Philadelphia. I not changed it yet to Philadelphia because it's Minnesota ID.
Got it. So that's fine for ID, but did you live in New York, in Pennsylvania for 2 years?
I live here, and I went to Minnesota, and I just coming back.
Got it, because in addition to the ID, we're going to need you to show us proof of two-year residency, which is proof that you lived in Pennsylvania for 2 years.
I'll check my old ID. I will copy my old ID of Pennsylvania to you so it can be proof of which one is the proof you're talking about.
So we would need a Pennsylvania ID to be issued from 2023 or before, proving to us that you lived in Pennsylvania for 2 years.
My Pennsylvania ID from 2015, 16, 17, 18.
Got it. Do you know what? Send it over, and I'll let you know if it's okay.
Okay.
Okay, amazing. And then lastly, we're going to need you to get a TB test. Do you know if you had one recently?
Yes. I got hired recently.
You got one recently? Amazing. Do you know if it was within the year?
I just came July, this September.
Amazing.
This September, I started work here in doing this in, but the company, the company lost the case, so I'm looking for a job. Hello?
Yes.
The company I'm working for lost the case, the lease in case. The company lost it, so I'm looking for a job. That was happening. But I work here for, since I came from over there July. I started work September.
Got
But the company lost the case, so that one I'm looking for a job.
Okay. So send over the TB test as well. If it was more than a year ago, you would have to get another one. But if it was less than a year ago, you wouldn't have to.
a year ago, so I'll try to get that chest X-ray, and you don't want chest X-ray? What I can do?
What do you say?
Chest X-ray, to do X-ray, TV test X-ray. That is what I can do.
Perfect. Okay. Or chest X-ray?
Yes, I'll do the chest X-ray.
Okay.
And send it to you. Because
amazing.
The one I had is a
yeah.
way. Yeah.
So send it over, and I'll take a look and see if it's good.
Okay. Let me amazing. Look at it. This one.
Okay. I mean, just send them over. I'll take a look at them and let you know if there's anything else that we need. And if anything comes up, feel free to reach out for help, because I'm here to help you.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions for me?
No. Let me look at the email and see what you send me. Then any question that I will ask.
Amazing. I sent it through text, by the way.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be in touch.
Mm-hmm.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Sure. Okay, bye.